sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
My name is Christian Tatting.
Christian Tatting.
Yeah.
Who is him? I don't know. I guess it's T-A-D-D-E-Y?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
it's
Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I have that.
Yeah,
he was listed as Phoenix.
Now
he's at
Lewis. I know. Patty,
Krista.
Yes.
Okay, sir, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as the lead panelist for your hearing, so just hang on with him, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Could you please state your ADC, number, your full name, your ADC number for us, please?
294152.
And your full name, sir?
The door is open right there, and I can really hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I'm just gonna close a little bit. Oh, there. Well.
All right, can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your full name?
My what?
Your name. Name. Could you please state your name for the record?
I can really hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
Could you please state your name for the record, sir?
My red?
No, could you say your name for the record?
Oh, no.
What is your name, sir?
I don't understand what you're trying to say, because do you hear too, like,
we're just trying to get your name, sir. What is your name?
Oh, there you go. Christian Tatty, K-R-I-S-S-T-I-A-N. My last name, Tatty, T-A-D-D-E-Y.
Okay, Mr. Tatty, you're going to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Can you hear me, sir?
No, not really, sir.
Stand by 1 minute, sir. I think it's the same again. I'm going to just... How's that, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, thank you. So you're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left, we have the Honorable David Mill. Coming down the line, we have our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Excuse me, what was that?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you signed the form on August 7th, which advised you and notified you that you were going to have this hearing today. Do you know I'm seeing and signing that form, sir?
Oh, yes. I signed that form at the Omna.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Did you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
And you?
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. At phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. At phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your allegation states that you're in violation of depends on the condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by the failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 21st, 2016, as verbally directed on June 7th, 2016. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Terry, I believe to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, agreed, Mr. Mill. Sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you and go with some information, sir, and give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On June 23rd, 2016, Mr. Taddy was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 17th, 2018 by Mesa PD, learning charges. He was back in DOC custody July 17th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 18th, 2018, which reflects 756 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, theft, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 2 years. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score 3, substance abuse score is not listed. There is no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with violence noted. Other arrest, 2011, theft, Arizona, county jail. Screening risk score is a G2B4.
Okay, Mr. Taddy, when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside with your mother, Ms. Margaret Felix, at 4501 East Douglas Street in Tucson, when you were released from prison. Did you move from there? What happened, sir?
Well, when I got out, I went to see my baby mom, my son, over here on Phoenix, and then I reconciled with her, and I was going to go back and get my stuff and tell my parole. What was going on, and my other chick over there, Margaret, she told me that she already don't come back to my house, and then she told me that she threw all my stuff, and then I came back to Mesa, and then like in a week, my other girl, where I reconciled my baby mama, she told me that she was pregnant from other guy, so I got into depression, and I didn't know what to do, so I never report back, and that's what happened.
Okay, well, it looks like, were you still working at the time you were arrested, sir?
Excuse me?
Were you still working at the time that you were arrested?
Yes, sir. Every time since I got out, I was working, and I was working with my social and everything.
Were you working at United Cleaning Service? Where were you working at?
At IOM, and then with Chavez Maintenance. In Mesa.
So what happened when you better went to go get your psychological assessment of La Fontana, La Frontera?
Yeah, I got they stopped my brother up because traffic ticket and then they put my name on it, so I came back.
Okay, and you only did 1 year. Were you doing drugs during this period of time or what, sir?
Excuse me?
Were you doing drugs or anything during this period of time?
Oh, no. No, I was doing good just on the beginning when I heard my girl was pregnant. I went to the psychiatrist because I went in depression. And I went to the psychiatrist, he gave me some medicine. And so, but I was not doing drugs, and I was doing a lot of work. The 2 years that I was on the run, I was working with it every day. The only Sundays I was not working.
Uh-huh. So for that,
I didn't want to come back because last time when I was in Winslow, something bad happened over there. So I did. I was in a foreyard, so I was like, I don't want to go back because there's a lot of stuff in there. I don't want to get stuck in there. So I was like, I'm just gonna wait until they get me with a traffic stop, whatever. Because I was really, really scared coming back.
So for those 756 days, you didn't think about contacting your PO, sir?
Yes, but at the same time, I was nervous because I was trying to get a lawyer. I speak to a lawyer, a parole lawyer, and he told me that I was going to come back to prison. So I was like, I don't see no point paying a lawyer to help me if I'm still going to come back.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, send up questions from the board. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion for your hearing?
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir?
What was that?
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing?
No, I just want to say I'm sorry for what I did, and because I went on the run and I didn't think that I was going to come back because of Marshall didn't went to my house, nothing like that, so I was like, I'm good now. But I just like, and I just want to get back to work, and because work is waiting for me, so I just want to go back home and work and keep on my life.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion. While the board is in discussion, Mr. Patty, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so that you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while board is in discussion. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on the community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now into discussion. Mr. Patty seems like he was doing well when he was out. He stated that he actually got into it with his girlfriend and he went and stayed with his baby's mother, his child's mother, rather. And she wound up pregnant by someone else, and he wound up moving out, and he was working during this period of time, and said he was handling and taking care of his business and not getting any trouble, that he got stopped by the police with his brother, and they got his ID, and he had the warrants, and he was arrested. He was an absconder for 756 days. He will be released in less than 2 months on October 18th of 2018. I think it would be best for Mr. Tedge to go ahead and complete his time that he has in there. And when he gets released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. This is actually his first offense, so hopefully he won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again or have to come back before this board. That is my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Taddy, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Neal, and agree Dr. Wright. Mr. Taddy?
Yes, I can really hear
you. Okay, sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 18th of 2018, sir. That's in less than 2 months you'll be released, and you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. We want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll go out, get your job, sir, be a productive citizen, and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board, okay?
Okay.
That's all. We conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to be released on October 18th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry for everything, but...
Okay, put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.